The film Hong Kong 1941 is set in Hong Kong during the Imperial Japanese occupation. On the 8th of December 1941, the Japanese army launched a full-on assault on Hong Kong. The battle lasted for 18 days and ended when the governor, Sir Mark Aitchison Young, officially surrendered to Japan on the 25th of December that year, after which Hong Kong people experienced a dark period spanning 3 years and 8 months. While Hong Kong was occupied by the Japanese army, a large number of buildings were destroyed, many people's families were ruined, the economy was depressed, and people experienced hard lives. To fight against the Japanese, resistance forces were established, such as the Dongjiang Column Guerrillas, British Army Aid Group, and the Hong Kong Volunteer Defence Corps. In August 1945, the United States dropped 2 atomic bombs on the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, forcing Japan to accept unconditional surrender. Hong Kong's dark days spanning 3 years and 8 months at last ended. During the Japanese occupation, Hong Kong people had suffered from physical and mental devastation, which left sorrowful memories. This is a still from the film Hong Kong 1941. Chow Yun-fat, who played the protagonist, won the Best Actor title at the Golden Horse Awards and the Asia-Pacific Film Festival. Hong Kong 1941 was produced in Hong Kong during the 1980s, with the story taking place during Japanese occupation. The film depicts the chaos in Hong Kong at the time, as well as the beauty and ugliness of human nature, explores social and historical issues, and encourages people to reflect through the encounter and subtle emotional entanglement between the three protagonists. This film allows the older generation to revisit days they have experienced, and the younger generations and audiences to understand their home in the past, the hardships faced by people who are now elderly, lessons to learn from history, and the value of peace.